Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Karhar Chisite. President Draupadi Murmu said news gathering, which is the soul of journalism, must be strengthened. Presenting the 19 Ramnath Goenka Excellence in Journalism Awards in New Delhi yesterday, the president said that these awards have contributed to the process of raising the bar of excellence in Indian journalism and thus enriching the roots of our democracy. The president further stressed the need to devote more resources to encouraging the culture of reporting from the ground.
News gathering, which is the soul of journalism, must be strengthened. You need to devote more resources in encouraging the culture of reporting from the ground. You cannot do that unless you have a viable business model for the sustenance. Earlier, newspapers and magazines sought to offer qualitative reporting and analysis, and readers bought their copies.
President Murmu said that the importance of free and fair journalism for democracy cannot be overestimated. She underlined that if the citizens are not well informed, the democratic processes lose their very meaning. The president said that the news media is called the fourth estate because it plays a vital role in a modern state. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday said there are 15,000 Jan Aushadi outlets that are currently operational in the country. He said the government has decided to open 10,000 more such outlets in the next 2 years. The minister was replying to the discussion in Rajya Sabha on the working of the Health and Family Welfare Ministry.
जन औषधि में अभी हमारे पास 15,000 आउटलेट्स हैं। इस साल हम 5,000 करेंगे, अगले साल हम 5,000 करेंगे। अभी तक 6,800 करोड़ रुपए का सेल हो चुका है, जिसमें से पेशेंट को सेविंग जो हुई है, वो 30,000 करोड़ की हुई है।
Mr. Nadda highlighted that the health policy introduced in 2017 is a comprehensive framework encompassing palliative, curative, rehabilitative and preventive approaches, unlike previous health policies which focused solely on curative measures. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw yesterday said the government is cognizant of the risk posed by online gaming and potential harms like addiction. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, the minister informed that the policies of the centre are aimed at ensuring an open, safe, trusted and accountable internet for its users. Deputy Commissioner of PEG, John Tsilise Santam, stressed the need for farmers to establish market linkages to accelerate farming in the state. He said this yesterday while addressing the Farmers Fair Come exhibition organized by ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra, KVK PEG, ICAR National Research Center on Mithun Medziphema at Porba village. The DC said that Nagas are basically farmers and hard-working people. However, somewhere along the way, they have gone off track and lost many of their qualities. He therefore stressed the need to regain those spirits in order to become independent and self-sufficient in all matters and to capture the market wherever possible. During the program, a documentary video on the Zabo farming system and vegetable seed kits developed by KVK were released by the dignitaries. The Waves OTT platform will be streaming Deutsche Football Bund, DFB Pokal semi-finals and grand finale live in India. An MOU was signed between Prasar Bharati and DFB Germany to strengthen football ties between India and Germany and bring more football content to India. Under the MOU, an under-17 talent search tournament will also be launched, where 20 young Indian players will get a chance to train in Germany. The Waves OTT platform has launched an exclusive contest for the Indian fans, where they will have a chance to win a trip to Germany for the DFB Pokal final. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said, "The collaboration with DFB not only brings top-tier football action to Indian audiences, but also opens doors for our young footballers to gain international exposure." And the fourth edition of the Nagaland Futsal Club Championship NFCC is set to commence today at the Futsal Center, Regional Center for Sporting Excellence, Sovima Chimkidima. The tournament will officially kick off this evening with Advisor for Tribal Affairs and Election H. Tovihoto Aimi as chief guest. organized by the Nagaland Football Association, NFA, the NFCC continues to serve as the premier futsal tournament in the state, showcasing top-tier futsal talent from across Nagaland. Seven top clubs from across Nagaland will vie for the coveted title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.